Stargazer time. Weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and what we can look for in our dark island skies. Tapping into the expertise of Christopher Phillips, he's on the line. Welcome back, Christopher. What are you going to be telling us about this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. This week, stargazers, look out for both Venus and Jupiter in the morning sky during dawn in the southeast. The moon this week will be a waxing crescent that will grow as the week goes on.
Now, recently in the news, we've been hearing a whole lot about Russia for some time. And I understand that, believe it or not, entirely different topic relating to them. You've got a story today that has something to do with Russia.
Indeed I do. As evidence mounts in the case that Mars was once a habitable world, perhaps with oceans and a significant atmosphere, there has been some debate as to what happened to any possible Martian life once the planet became hostile. A research group in Moscow has published a study that indicates that Martian microbes may have been able to survive the hostile conditions on the Red Planet, perhaps for even 20 million years.
First question I have is, are we sure this is not fake news of some kind?
I'm pretty sure this is not fake news.
Had to do the Phillips truth test. And so how'd they come to this conclusion? They have some secret supply of Martian microbes that the rest of us don't know about?
They don't. We don't have any Martian microbes here on the Earth, but what we do have are Earth microbes that we can test by creating an artificial Martian environment.
Exactly. How did they do that?
They used microbes that are found in the permafrost in the Arctic here on the Earth and exposed them to intense gamma ray radiation, extremely low atmospheric pressure and temperature.
Sounds pretty extreme. Was that a fatal result?
Quite the opposite, in fact. A high percentage of the microbes survived, indicating that not only would it be possible for microbes to survive on Mars, but perhaps elsewhere in the solar system where there are similar extreme conditions.
You're saying the threshold for survival of these microbes is a lot lower temps than we really thought.
It is. In fact, these are a type of microbes we refer to as extremophiles due to their resilience. In fact, extremophiles have been known about for many, many years, so we do know that this is credible evidence.
Well, we will count on you to keep a tab on that. And if anything changes with the Russian revelations relating to the Martian microbes, I know you'll pass them along to us, won't you?
Absolutely, Dave.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fascinating report. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Catch you next week.